This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Shlach HaKadosh teaches us a very important principle, Davar Be'itai Ma'yafe, that even though Shas only tells us about the reading of certain parshios at certain times of the year, namely we have to read B'chukaisai before Shavuos, Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah, every parsha when it falls out is always connected to that Zman of the year. Devarim gedolim einam b'mikra. Great things are never coincidental. That being the case, let's study a little bit what is the connection between Nitzavim and the week before Rosh Hashanah. So one thing we know, the Zayar HaKadosh makes an association between the words Hayoim and Rosh Hashanah. So Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kolchem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. You stand on Rosh Hashanah, all of you, before God. So how appropriate it is then that we read this parsha before Rosh Hashanah. But it's more than that, because this week we also start Slichais. Comes the Mate Moshe, Rav Moshe Mas, Talmud Muvak of the Marshal, and he says, the Gematria of Atem Nitzavim Hayoim is Merames to standing up for Slichais. It's Gematria La'amoid L'Slichais. The numerical value of Atem Nitzavim Hayoim is La'amoid L'Slichais. By the way, which also teaches us about the importance of standing for Slichais. If one has a difficult time standing, at the very least one should stand for the recitation of Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim and for the Vidoy. But there's a special connection between standing and Slichais. La'amoid L'Slichais. But there are other Ramazim in this week's parasha to this time of the year. One is Pen Yesh Bachem Ish Aisha Aimishbacha Aishevet Asher Levavoi Foyne Hayom Eim Hashem Aleikenu Lalechas La'avoid Esalaike Hagoyim Haheim Pen Yesh Bachem Shoiresh Poira Roish Vela'ana. Comes the Tzor Hamar, the great Rabbi Avram Saba, one of the Gerushei Sfarad, and he says, the words, maybe there'll be among you a man or a woman, a family, a tribe, whose heart turns today from away from God to serve the gods of the Gentiles. Maybe they will have a venomous root of gall and wormwood. Shoiresh Pyra Roish Velana. The words Shoiresh Pyra Roish Velana is Rosh Tevois Shofar. Shoiresh Paira Roish Velana Shofar. And it's Merames that the Tekiah Shofar awakens a person to do tshuva and to improve their masim, and that you could uproot whatever sharoshim of venom there are inside of your heart or inside of your mind. So what I was troubled by is, I understand Shofar should read, there is no roots of gall and wormwood. Why would the shofar allude to there are roots of gall and wormwood? On the same token, the Torah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Hei brings in the name of the Bahag that shofar is Rosh Tevois Ein Satan Ve'ein Pegara. There is no Satan, and there is no bad infractions. Ein Satan, and there is no Satan, and there's no Pegara. There are no bad wounds. So the Taz asks, but we don't call it Shofar. We call it Shofar. That there is Satan Ve'ein Pegara. But what happened to the Ein? If Shofar stands for Ein Satan, Ein Pegara, what happened to the Ein? It sounds like there is. So the Taz says that the Pirkei Rav Lezer tells us that the Satan himself is Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. And he says that there's a nation who are like angels. So in other words, it's the Satan, through our tshuva, doesn't disappear. He becomes our friend. So the way we read it is, even though there's a Satan, there's no Pegara, because we turn him to good. So he's like he's not there. So it's like Ein Satan. So, but Shofar is saying, even though he is there, because he becomes our friend, we bring him onto our side. We could say the same thing with Shofar being Rosh HaTevos, Shoresh Pairo Rosh Velana. You know, sometimes people have certain characteristics that at first glance they want to uproot completely because they cause trouble. Whether it's whatever a person might classify as a bad midah, whatever a person might classify as a bad character trait, but perhaps the reason why Shofar is Rosh HaTeva, Shoresh Pairo Rosh Velana, not Ein Shoresh Pairo Rosh Velana, is because there are certain things in this world, although they may seem bad, but we have to harness it and channel it and use it for the good. Like we have to serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara. So if a person is desirous, instead of eradicating it, they should channel it for Ruchnias. If a person is too generous, they should channel it for the right causes. So in other words, it's not that the Shofar eradicates the Shoresh Pairo Rosh Velana, that even though it's still there, the Shofar is able to harness it for the good. Okay, so these are all Ramazim in this week's Parsha, indicating that this week's Parsha is closely associated and connected to this time of the year.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.